Hi there. The word for you today is on covetousness. In Psalm 106, verse 15, we read, He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. See if you recognize this pattern. The slaves in Egypt, the Israelites pray, God, get us out of here. So He does. Then in the wilderness, on their way to the promised land, they say, God, we're going to die out here. We were better off in Egypt. At least there, we had all the food we wanted. So God sends bread from heaven. He even delivers it to their door. It was a diet so perfect that Psalm 105, verse 37 says there was not one feeble person among them. Did that make them happy? No. They said, we're tired of this stuff. We want some prime rib. So God says, okay, I'll give you meat, and you'll eat it until it comes out of your nostrils, and you'll loathe it. Who says that in the Bible? Read it. Numbers 11, verse 18. Covetousness angers God because it's rooted in pride that says, Lord, I deserve better. And in gratitude that says, Lord, I want something other than what you blessed me with. The saying goes, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Because they thought something else would satisfy them in a way that God couldn't, the Bible says, and I quote, listen to this, He gave them the request but sent leanness into their soul. Whoa. With God, you can be satisfied with very little. But without God, all your acquisitions and accomplishments will leave you feeling empty. What are you coveting? Putting your life on hold for, and continually begging God for? Nothing is essential but God. Material things can never take His place. What will it take? Question, what will it take for you to come to that settled place where the central desire in your life is, Lord, I just want more of you.